This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Going on in the world today? Well, I know a lot. Victoria knows a lot. Kara knows a lot. And you'll know a lot listening to us because we're so smack. The New England Indians. It's we're smack here. Very smack. The DJV experience, Doug.
That's me.
Jennifer, that's not her because she's got the Ugga Buggas. And Victoria's here. She's...
And you actually you weren't feeling that well
a week or so ago. You feel you sound.
I had undercooked chicken.
Undercooked chicken. Yeah. No, you
so
must
I had,
cook your food these days. People who you know, I was at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Pasadena with Jennifer's dad on Monday night. You saw the pictures on the Facebook page of me being a wine expert. And it's a big steakhouse, a big chain. They do very well. Great restaurant. And I'm looking around, though, and seeing all these people that are ordering steaks rare. You realize how crazy that is? You can't do that anymore. You can't get any kind of meat, I'm talking about flesh, whether it's steak, whether it's chicken, especially chicken and fish. The stuff, the parasites that are in these things are horrible. You don't want to. If you cook it, that's why people laugh at me. You spoil everything that you eat. When I go to dinner, if I'm ordering, and I normally order salmon if I'm having something that's fleshy, and I say to the waiters, to the chagrin of whoever's with me, make sure that you cook it well. Kill it, stomp on it, beat it, but make sure every bit of it is cooked well, because I don't want to. On the airplane the other day, the lady, she looked at me, I said, because I had a salmon salad, and I said, please make sure the salmon is well done. So they put them, they have like steamers in the airplane, they don't have regular cookers, but they have like a steam thing, and then when she brought it to me, it was like a piece of rubber. She said, is that well done enough for you?
Oh.
But, you know, I chewed through
That's
it.
Very trusting of you to eat fish on an airplane.
I knew that it was cooked. But the point is that, you know, just at this point in time, you better be very careful about what you, wherever it is.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, Jennifer has, that's really why Jennifer
We don't know
here,
what she ate, but we know it was something not good.
Yeah, right. That's what happens under the circumstances. So, we have, let's get to the situation in London. A lot of people talking about the folks that were killed there and the fact that they've tracked down the identity of the killer. I think 7 or 8 people have been arrested, and it's not a great day to be touring London. What did you find? What's the update? Anything new on that, Victoria?
Well, it seems that 7 arrests from 6 different addresses have been made. The British-born attacker was known to MI5 and had been investigated before as a peripheral figure in other cases. So I guess it was not a surprise that this person decided to go and do something like this. The latest is kind of a bummer for Enterprise Car Rentals because they confirmed that the car was rented through them in London.
No.
So, in the Birmingham area, actually. Yeah, so, yeah. No, I know. But just, you know, bad press for them.
Bad,
so.
Yeah, right. Not good PR.
Yeah.
No. All right. So, these things go on, and it is part of the world that we live in, unfortunately. So, when we think about vacationing, there's a lot of stuff. We actually touched on this earlier on. The plans that people are making, there's lots of press today. And I don't know if it's a coincidence or not, as you look at where people are... Think about it. coming out of the winter doldrums, and people get excited this time of year because they are making plans for their summer vacation. March and April are the two biggest months for people making their plans and actually making reservations, whether it's to rent a car, get on an airplane, or go to a hotel, or whatever it is. These are the times that people are doing it.
Yeah.
And I was thinking of how we've become so traditional in this country. We think we need to get into the car, or we need to get on a plane, we go away for a week, or we go away for 2 weeks. But I will tell you in an experiential way that those of you who think of vacation as something that requires a lot of preparation, that day-long excursions. Tomorrow's Friday. I'm going to get in my truck, and I'm going to drive to upstate New York to an auction that takes place on Saturday. And I have a tractor to sell and some other equipment that I'm bringing out there. But it is like a day of vacation for me. It's a one day, and I do it a couple of times a year. But I find it to be just as refreshing and fulfilling as any lengthy. I was fortunate enough last year to actually have a vacation for the first time in about 25 years. And I went to England for, what was I gone, about 10 days, I think. How long was I gone, Victoria? It was about 10 days, I think. It was a week, anyway.
Yeah.
So, and that's
I might
sort
be
of
combining
thing.
That with Israel in my head, but yeah.
Yeah, well, Israel was about 6 days. It was something that I wanted to do, and I felt good about it because there was a reason, specific reason for me doing it. But when it comes to changing, I like to work, I like what I do, and so things that I might do on an excursion, well, more often than not have to do with a farm, because the excursions that I would take, I do take day excursions. I went to Salt Lake City a couple of weeks ago, did the radio program from there, had a visit with my friend Jack Stockwell, I got a physical, and those sorts of things, for me, I find it relaxing. But I'm just suggesting, whatever it is that you're thinking about having to get away from it all, solo day trips can be a wonderful way to unwind yourself from whatever your routine is. And it's good
true.
For your body, your heart, your soul, and maybe you share the day with somebody that you care about. I've certainly liked doing that. I know at Christmas, both at Christmas and New Year's, we spent the day just riding around places in South Florida, just looking at the mansions and having fun and things to eat. It was very leisurely drive up and down the shoreline, and it became a chance for us to talk about a lot of things, of music that we share, and it's just enjoying somebody else's presence sometimes. It's really surprising how refreshing this is. So maybe if you need a change, and we all do from time to time, you don't have to go to the beach or to the lakes or the mountains or wherever. It's a great place to go if you're having a destination vacation. But the physical and mental rejuvenation that you experience in a way to engage yourself in connecting with yourself, maybe that's what it is, connecting with you. So many people get so busy. You hear stories from bottom of the day to the top of the day all around. Everybody jumps from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next. And nobody's really thinking about getting down into the heart and soul of who you are. But you can do that on a day, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to get out.
That's actually great advice. I mean, I've only done that one time where we drove out of the city to Sleepy Hollow, which is not that far.
There is really a Sleepy Hollow in New York, Westchester County.
Yeah, and it's actually where Washington Irving is buried and where he wrote The Legends of Sleepy Hollow.
The Headless Horseman!
And it's the most beautiful trip to take. It's about 40 minutes outside of New York City, and in the fall with all the foliage and everything, you're right. One day away, one afternoon away, makes you feel like you've had an entire vacation, and it's virtually free. Yeah. So it's that's a great idea.
Speaking of the Headless Horseman, how many people?
Now that's a segue you do not hear often.
Well, I was just thinking about Meredith suggested I get a book for Miles, in which the book is written as if Miles is the star of the book.
Those are popular now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're very cute. And so I was thinking about some of the other things and got some she also suggested getting him some Dr. Seuss books, which I did. He's very curious, and he loves books and stuff. And so as a result of what we were just talking about here, I was thinking about when I first was exposed to the Headless Horseman, it scared the living out of me.
Yep. Me
and
too.
It was a book first, and then it became a movie, or I think it was an animated movie, if I remember. But then I don't remember the context of it. But it was one of those things, and so I'm thinking about this as far as parenting is concerned. When you have younger children, what do you look for when it comes to entertainment and learning? Because a lot of times they go hand in hand.
Right.
How do you teach your children about certain things, and how do you entertain them? And I think if you scare, you know, we tease Chuck Curry, who's our movie guy, about this because he's so crazy with his love of horror movies and that kind of stuff. But I think that's really dangerous. And I wouldn't use that word very often. I don't use it very often because I think it needs to apply to very specific circumstances. But you mess with your kid's head like that. I have been afraid of, I won't go to these movies. And I think it goes back to my, I remember seeing Fantasia. You ever see either of you, Kara or Victoria?
I have seen parts of that, and that is so creepy.
Oh, my God. It's crazy.
I was in high school when I saw it, though. So, I mean, I wasn't a little kid. But I was like, oh, my God. I can't believe people showed this to their children.
Right.
I mean, it is disturbing.
Yeah. Now, I can hear people saying to the radio right now, you big wimp, what's the matter with you?
Okay, fine. I accept it if you want, but that's disturbing.
Yeah, it's not about... It's not about being a wimp. It's about what the psychological impact is on you or your child when you give them stuff like that. And there's no frame of reference. Like the brooms in Fantasia and the water and, you know, all of that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And the Headless Horseman is the same thing. What's the frame of reference? You think when you're that age of your parents who are closest to you and... They being beheaded. And then you think about what's going on today in the news with the crazy stuff that Daesh is doing. And you put the... How can that be entertaining? It's just not.
Well, you know, it's funny. On this topic, Lewis and I, for as long as we've been together, have had this sort of ongoing argument about Star Wars. And he was 6 years old when his parents took him to see Star Wars. They had put it in some theater near where he grew up, and it was like a revival showing. And he was six when he first saw that. I said I thought that was totally inappropriate for a six-year-old. And... We have other friends and family who say, no, that's totally fine for a 6 years old. And then other people, my other girlfriends say, absolutely not. I would never let a 6 year old see that. So, I don't know. I mean, you're a Star Wars fan. Would you let Miles see it if he was six?
No.
See, I agree. I think
I remember, but Brendan grew up on it. Brendan was born
in 1976.
Isn't he too young for that? Well, but it was later on. It wasn't until. He was, I think, 12 or 13, maybe, when he saw the first one, which wasn't the first one. I think it was the third one that had come out. And he had lots of Star Wars figurines and things like that around as a kid. But he was 12, 13, young teenager by the time he got to that. But it had a different impact on me. I grew up in a circumstances where I felt good about going to church, and I was involved in lots of church activities and things. And then I went to Heidelberg, which was associated with my church, and I liked singing in the choirs. It made a great difference to me. But then I got out of school, and I just kind of lost it all because it didn't seem to have any meaning. And it wasn't until I saw the first Star Wars movie in 1977 that I came back around to understanding spiritual philosophy, the Force. He's God. And that really, I mean, this is, whether you get it or not, that's what they had in mind. The producers of these movies, it's not unlike the cowboys and Indians, good guys, bad guys. That's really, but the Force that the thing is built around is all about a different philosophy or a different way of approaching the philosophy of a higher power. So that's what I got out of it. 21 after the hour.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
In America, they say I'm free. In America, I still can't breathe. In America, watch them squeeze my neck, them bullets kind of neck. We still won't in America.
Now, I don't know what to make of this, so I'll let you listen to it and you can help us all understand, Victoria, what John Legend is about here. I happen to quite like him.
Yeah, me too.
We've all become aware of him as a result of La La Land. He has written a song for a pre-Civil War series, In America, the song is called. It was written for WGN America's pre-Civil War series, Underground. In America was born around the same time I was working on my most recent album, Darkness and Light, Legend said. It's a song I was writing while thinking about the duality of America, where it's known to be a place of freedom, equality, and where anybody can make it. The song points out the tensions between the promise of America, the ideals of America, and sometimes not living up to the ideals in practice. And I think that there's some truth to that, frankly.
Yeah.
And he continues, Underground is a series I'm incredibly proud to be a part of, and one that does a great job of portraying a challenging time in our nation's history while reminding us that change is possible. So this song was in the season premiere of this Underground, which I'm guessing, I'm looking at the story background here, the Underground Railroad through Georgia. He's one of the producers of the series. It's Wednesday night on WGN America. I have a lot of experience in this because in my neck of the woods here, as strange as it seems, where my farm is, there are all kinds of relics of what happened for the Northern Underground Railway, which
really
went right through Framingham.
There
are all kinds of places, including the house that I used to live in, which was one of the oldest houses in Framingham, that had a false fireplace where those who came to escape were hidden. And nobody thinks much about, they thought the Civil War and that time was a period when the North was very sympathetic to the problems of slavery and stuff. But there were still people here who didn't like blacks and didn't like them. They were sympathizers with the South, and so there was a sort of a strange Northern Underground Railway and went right through Framingham. So, but the, you know, I've said this last couple, 3 or 4 weeks. My son and I were talking about this the other day, how I've been affected by seeing the movie The 13th and I'm Not Your Negro, and what that whole story is all about. I think, however, the other side of it is you can flip it and make anything you want of yourself if you really work at it. But still, there have been a lot of negative impacts of slavery, and I think they continue today in our country. All right, so that's the John Legend story musically. Another musical story focuses on Missy Elliott, who has not been on the stage for 9 years, scheduled for a performance at the FYF Festival in Los Angeles. What is that, the FYF?
I don't know. I was actually hoping maybe you would know.
No, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I think it's been around a couple years now.
Yeah. Frank Ocean, Nine Inch Nails, Tribe Called Quest, tapped as headliners. Missy Elliott is, she's mostly, is she a concert person or an actress?
She used to be. Oh, no, she's concert, yeah.
She has Graves' disease, though. Is that the right?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Yeah, so that's taken her off of the stage and off of tours for a while. So I guess now she's doing better, and she'll be able to headline this festival.
Ah, the FYF Festival in Los Angeles. Okay, so we'll find out. We'll have to ask Jennifer about that. She'd be the one that would know. And unfortunately, she's not feeling well. So let's all hold a good thought for Jen Jen. 28 past the hour on today's DJB Experience.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, the need to chew begins with teething. You've probably seen how uncomfortable a baby feels when he's cutting his teeth, and puppies and kittens have the same problem. A young pet does need something in his mouth to ease the pain as the new teeth come in. An ice cube feels wonderful on those sore gums and has a lot of crunch to it, but make sure you only give him one if you're there to supervise. And toys at any age, but particularly in the early development stage, is a real necessity. For a young teething animal, you might want to wet the toys with some peanut butter or Cheese Whiz, put them on some rawhide, then place them in the freezer before letting your dog or cat chew on them. This will help numb the gum and ease the teething pain, much like a frozen teething ring for an infant. A dog's mouth is like a human's hand. If the mouth is not in use, the animal may get fidgety or even anxious. If he cannot find anything suitable to put his mouth on, and he's been alone all day and bored out of his mind, it would be surprising if he didn't go after the table. You must provide him with a wonderful array of terrific chew toys in every room of the house, so he always has the choice to do the right thing or perhaps not. I'll warn you next time.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. to order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Is all about how badly you would like to be successful or how much you want. There are people who are so good at what they do, they have a desire and they're fueled, they have this fire. And I guess that I would ask all of you, as you begin your day, if that's what you're doing now, how much of a desire do you have? What's your level of desire to make today a fabulous day? Do you have it? Do you feel it? Do you want it? I feel like a cheerleader. Rah, rah, shush, goomba. The day, it's a great opportunity for you to start over again. Every day, a fresh, I mean, I feel that way every time we open the microphone, whether it's the top of the hour, bottom of the hour, we have a new chance, a new way for us to connect. And certainly the people who are here with me, I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen today. Jennifer is not feeling well. We have these unique perspectives and bring them to you with food for thought, ideas. It's all about ideas. This is the idea, the whole reason for us being here with you is to give you things to think about. And so hopefully some of them are fabulously entertaining or fabulously informative or a great combination of the two, I was studying something that had to do with child rearing. I feel like I'm a parent all over again with my grandson, Miles. I really do, and it's a cute. Great feeling. It's a revisitation, a revival, if you will. I was I came across something, Victoria, and I don't mean this to... You will be a mother, I am confident, and you will be a good mother.
Well,
but
thank
you're,
you.
As you start, you're not as young as some mothers are.
Right.
And you get my daughter, I can use my daughter as an example and not you, because she was 40 when she had Miles. And as it turns out, this comes to me courtesy of her. A focus on mothers and how older mothers have children who are better behaved. I think maybe if you think it through quickly, you could say, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And so maybe this gives you a reason to postpone motherhood care, as you would, you know, have the chance to live your life, experience a lot of things. And maybe that's what it is, Victoria. There's no perfect age to have children. Research that's out today suggesting that older mothers tend to raise children with fewer behavioral problems and emotional difficulties. It could be due to a more positive attitude, your experiences. I will tell you that with Megan. Megan got her stuff together and didn't always have her stuff together. But as a mother, I said this the other day, I sent her a note, and she couldn't even respond to the note other than a tear. As we were at dinner one night last week, I was just watching the three of us were there, and Miles was getting tired, and he'd getting a little cranky. It was a little late for us to be out, and so he just sat in his mother's lap, and everything, all the difficulties of being 2 years old melted in his mother's lap, and she just put her head on his head, her chin on his head, and everything just stopped, and I looked at her, and I'm thinking, I remember doing the same sort of thing to her, and it seems like yesterday when she was 2 or 3 years old.
Aww.
Yeah. So take advantage of her. There's a checklist that I have found for you so that you know when your child is going off the deep end. If there is a way to spare your child from being spoiled, it's probably a very important thing for you. There's nothing worse socially or otherwise than a kid who's a jerk. Right?
True, yeah.
I mean, think about it. Children that are spoiled and how we all want to run in the other direction. So if your child is overindulged, if you're out shopping, for example, and he or she sees something that she or he must have, do you buy it for them, even though the child may already have something that's similar, just to quiet him down?
Nope.
No, you don't. You ought not to.
Don't do it.
When a group of friends or family gather, does the child interrupt and insist everybody focus attention on him or her?
Oh, this is one that gets me. This happens all the time. And
yep.
I feel like when I was a kid, that was not allowed. And if we interjected into an adult's conversation, we had to start with, excuse me.
Yeah.
And kids do not know that now, and I don't understand why.
Blah, 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 blah.
And parents just will be in the middle of a sentence, and then they just look away, and they look right at the kid, like, yes, what do you want? I mean, it's so frustrating. I've had conversations with people, not close friends, but, you know, family, extended family or whatever.
Yep.
And you're having a conversation with a mother, and then the little kid comes over and just butts right in, and she doesn't even say, no, that's rude.
Yeah.
That's rude. That's, say, excuse me, and then
when
you can talk.
When do we lose that ability to do it?
I'm not losing it with my kids, I can tell you that.
I don't lose it with mine either.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of people who do. Part of it is delaying gratification. Let's say your child asks you for a cookie, and you tell the child they have to wait until after dinner. Does the child whine and plead, oh, mommy, 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 I want a cookie? And do you give in? If you give in,
mistake.
You're creating a spoiled child.
Yep.
I think I'm a great believer in chores. My children had chores to do on the farm. Megan was always better at it than Brendan was. but it was the putting blocks away or Legos or whatever it is. When you tell your child to please do that,
Megan's teaching Miles now, and the train set comes out, and it's time for it to go be put back to put in the box. You just do it, and it's accepted. So if the child puts up a temper tantrum, then and says, "I'm not going to do that," how do you make the child do it? You just have to, as a parent, you're the responsible party. The child isn't running things. You are. So anyway, I give you that because I think a lot of people don't realize they're raising a spoiled child.
Mm. I think on the older mother thing, though,
yeah,
I think that there might be fewer instances of behavioral problems because when mothers get to be, let's say, like Megan, when Megan got to be 40,
yeah,
she probably really, really wanted to be a mother,
yes,
and really wanted Miles. And
yes,
so when Miles arrived, I think she probably had a different mindset than someone who's, say, in their early 20s and, like, kind of accidentally gets pregnant and then has a kid, you know.
Right.
I think there's a difference in the mindset, too,
yeah,
that you're more focused on your child and less focused on yourself.
Yeah, I think that's true, that if you have a kid when you're in your really early 20s, whether it's an accident or not, you still might feel like you're losing out a little bit on,
mm-hmm,
your youth, and especially if all your other friends are going out and doing stuff and you're stuck at home,
right,
with the baby. That's not your focus.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think it's true if you're an older mom, then you probably have, you're more secure in your beliefs. You're more confident. You know what you want out of life, and you know,
mm-hmm,
what your expectations are of people. So I think you'd probably just be less inclined to let your kid get away with everything.
Right. That's true.
The other thing that is, I've seen this in restaurants. I actually saw it the other night in this restaurant where Jennifer's dad and I were, and Joe Crummy and Bob. There was a parent berating his child, and I cringed.
Ooh.
And took a deep breath. I was walking out, actually. We'd had our dinner, and I was leaving. I don't know what to do in a situation because really none of my business or anybody else's business. But when the parent who doesn't know enough, certainly parents, there's a whole big deal about parents being overstressed these days, yada, 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 and take a deep breath. I can't tell you how many times I was cranked up the other day. I met Brendan for lunch over in Westwood by UCLA, and I was having a horrible time finding a place to park. And he called me. He said, "Dad, are you close by?" And I said, "No, no, no." And he said, "Would you rather meet me later?" And I think you see that. Meredith has said to me over the years that I've known her, when I get cranked up, she just said, "Take a deep breath. Put your arms up and take a deep breath." And that may be what you need to do if your child is kind of out of control and you're not liking it. Instead of being dumb, I mean, just berating your child says that you're not very smart. If the child's getting the best of you, you're the adult, not the child. So why are you taking a shot at the child? The child is the way he or she is because of what you're exposing him to and what kind of a parent you are. So how dare you berate the child for, I mean, in essence, you're berating yourself, aren't you? I mean, there's no secret to that.
Yeah, self-loathing kind of a thing, you mean?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right. All right, anyway, so a little food for thought. We have food news coming up, brought to you by the folks at Tasty Lee Tomatoes. We are all extolling the value and the virtue of these wonderful vine-ripened tomatoes that have lots more lycopene, which is the antioxidant that people want from their fruit. Tasty Lee. It's Tasty, TASTI-Lee. Tasty Lee Tomatoes. You may have never heard of them before. They're certified by the American Heart Association as heart healthy. They are tasty like you wouldn't believe, healthy like you wouldn't believe, sweet, tangy, that sort of thing. You've liked yours a lot. What did you say yesterday? You were ordering some more?
Yeah, I ordered some more yesterday. Yep,
yeah.
They're just delicious.
There's
the best tomatoes.
Better than this kind of juicy, fruity, garden fresh taste. Tasty Lee Tomatoes. TASTI-Lee. Ask for them by name at your grocery store, or better yet, you can order them and get them shipped to you. They'll be fresher than what you get at the grocery store because they come to you. They got to ship them to the store. Then the store has to put them out. They ship them to you. You open the box and make a salad right there on the spot. How about a BLT tasty? That sounds pretty good. If you love healthy food, you will love Tasty Lee Tomato. Visit tasty-lee.com. That's tasty with an I. Tasty-lee.com. And as I said, they're available at your favorite grocery store as well. A lot of people are focused on this gluten-free business. Doctors will tell you over and over again now that there's a downside to gluten-free. Increased blood levels of arsenic and mercury. How about this, boys and girls? Researchers have analyzed data on thousands of participants in a large national health study. 73 reported being on a gluten-free diet. Concentrations of uric acid in those on the diet were nearly double as high as those who were not on the diet. Blood levels of inorganic mercury were also higher in those people who were on a gluten-free diet. And one of the things, if you don't take rice, whether it's white rice or brown rice, that absorbs metal. I don't know if you knew that or not. And according to people who are on gluten-free diets, a lot of people have more rice.
Yeah, that's one thing. I have to be gluten-free now because I just found out that I have a pretty severe allergy to wheat.
Yeah.
And it's been wreaking havoc for years. I just haven't known it. Mm-hmm. But I'm not a rice fan, and I stay away from it because I know that the levels of arsenic are a lot higher. But I'll substitute quinoa if I need some sort of grain.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
But you know, the dangerous thing about a lot of gluten-free products is that it's highly processed. And people think, like, the other day, Lewis took a piece of my gluten-free bread, and I said, well, hang on, ease up there, because he was going to make a second sandwich. And I said, all right, why are you eating so much bread? He goes, well, it doesn't matter, it's gluten-free. And I said, okay, no. Now
carbs.
You're going to learn.
Yeah.
Carbs are carbs, and it's still a carb.
Sugar.
And just because it's gluten-free, it's still processed. I have it just every once in a while, so I have a piece of bread that isn't going to make me sick. Mm. But that's the thing. Gluten-free stuff has so much junk in it, you have to really be careful and read the labels, because everything starts out with brown rice syrup. That's like the number one ingredient in all things gluten-free. And that's got those high levels of arsenic.
Well, you just have to be careful. It's like anything else. There's so much stuff around
moderation today.
Yep. I had an argument yesterday when I did the farm show, the American Family Farmer. A lady came on and we were talking about Monsanto and things that she says are misrepresented about them, and we had it was a sort of quiet argument, though, wasn't it?
It didn't get out of hand. It was okay.
No, but she was wrong. 11 before the hour here on the DJV Experience.
Hi, Tom Bodette, trying to align my chakras around this hot yoga thing. Yep, they finally found a way to make working out even more uncomfortable. Well, at least with Motel 6, you've got one less thing to sweat. They've got clean, comfortable, and now completely updated rooms at a great low price. So the only thing you're stretching is your dollar. Sounds like my kind of place to namaste. I'm Tom Bodette, and we'll leave the light and the AC on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power.
If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert on the program, who is here every week at this time to review some of the important medical work that's being done and reported on in the journals. So let's get to a couple of our stories brought to you by the folks that make Super Beats. By the way, Ken will talk to you about that. There's a new approval from the new FDA, or is it, Ken? Is under the new administration the FDA different yet? Or does it take a while to change the culture? Before we talk about this specific approval, what about the culture at the FDA? What do you think is going on? Is it different yet, or will it be different?
Yeah, there's a new leadership, and there definitely is a new tone there. And they've already released a new drug pretty quickly. The FDA approved a new drug for Parkinson's disease. Symptoms of Parkinson's disease, Doug, it's a movement disorder. It worsens over time. About 50,000 Americans are diagnosed with it each year, and about 1 million have the neurologic disorder. Most patients are over age 60. Zydago, also called sulfinamide, the scientific name.
Glad to hear that.
These are pills.
It makes it so much easier to understand. Instead of Zydago, it's sulfinamide. Yes, that makes sense.
Well, you know,
sense.
Every drug has a brand and a scientific name, so, you know, don't ask me how they came up with these names, but that's what they're using. It was approved as an add-on treatment for people taking the usual drugs we prescribe for Parkinson's, levodopa, carbidopa, and they're experiencing what doctors call off episodes. These are periods when medication's effectiveness wanes, leading to a rise in symptoms such as tremor and difficulty walking. Where do you think Zydago is made?
I haven't the slightest idea. Mexico?
Italy. Neuron Pharmaceuticals.
Really? And so, but anybody, whether it's foreign or domestic, they still have to get approval here in our country to sell it in this country.
Absolutely.
Do other countries, to turn it around, if we made a drug here and it was to be sold in Italy, do they have a comparable board to the FDA, or do they just take our FDA's approval and say, okay, the American says, okay, you can buy it here in Italy too?
Depends on the country. The Europeans have their own equivalent to the FDA.
Uh-huh. And are they as critical, or are they better or worse? How would you say they are in action terms?
It's unpredictable. There are things that are approved by the FDA in Europe that are for Europe, but not here, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. And they tend to be a little bit quicker than we are in the past, but who knows with the new leadership.
Right. All right, there's a pill that may protect people against some cancers that's being reported. What's that story?
Well, that is the old birth control pill, the
really?
Pill. And this is a report, American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology. We all have kids who are thinking about birth control, or have you been on birth control in the past? Here's a study that applies to everybody who's ever thought or been on it. Women who take birth control pills should be reassured by a new study, Doug, that shows that they are not putting themselves at a higher risk of cancer. In fact, the pill may protect women against some cancers. This is a whopping study, followed over 46,000 women for up to 44 years. This is when the pill was first being used and approved by the FDA in America. So taking the pill led to a 19% lower risk of colorectal cancer, a 34% lower risk of uterine cancer, a 33% lower risk of ovarian cancer. Also, these protective effects, Doug, were shown to last for at least 30 years after taking the pill. The study found current and recent users of the pill had a 4% increased risk of breast and cervical cancers, mm-hmm. but that appeared to be lost within approximately 5 years of stopping oral contraception and did not go back up over time. Using the pill during reproductive years does not produce new cancer risks for women later in life when cancers become more common in the population as a whole. So a little reassuring information.
Yeah. Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks that bring you Superbeats, the secret to helping support healthy circulation. Ken is a cardiologist. He knows how important it is to have healthy blood pressure levels, and that's why he recommends that you take Superbeats. Works three times faster to give you the results you can feel. It's great tasting. And if you order now at 800-655-4183, you'll get a 30-day supply free. So 4 months for the price of three, plus the book Beat the Odds. That's at 800-655-4183 to keep your blood pressure.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at bigagenda411.com. That's bigagenda411.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.